Who
Al?
Is he? Yeah,
Al Hewitt.
Hewitt.
Well, AJ, he's 6 months older than me to the day. And he's an engineer who just walked away and became his own person. And he knew Kenny Ryan, who introduced me to him. And he was the for the Dome show. He designed and interpreted how to build domes and built domes for us. And he's a manufacturer. He's a jack of all trades.
But does he have a degree? You call him an engineer, but I think when I talked to Ellie told me that he didn't have a degree.
Well, I think he's got a degree. Like, I think he's got at least a BS or something like that. I think he got a degree. But no, he's not. He's a street engineer. He's working on huge projects right now. I mean, he just finished a one over on the island. He's working on the island over there, and he just put in a dam, and then put in a generator off the dam to run all the electricity for a big spa over there somewhere. You know, I mean, he's that kind of person. He was, when Greenpeace went out, he went out as an engineer on the Greenpeace boats. Just total knowledge, you know. I mean, well read in the engineering sense, you know. I mean, we've done lots of different funny things together, from building stills to he had a great two arms coming down with a pencil, and you would set the arms in motion, and it would make these what do they call them, Mobia things, but it would start with let's say he's going to make the figure eight. Okay, so he would set with his two arms going, he would set this machine he made going, and it would slowly, eighth of an inch at a time, disintegrate into itself. And then he could change the pen and do another. Oh, it's just beautiful things. Stuff that we're now doing on computers. Al built the machine to do it physically. You know, that kind of stuff. And he's a great guy. He worked for Gary Lee, doing the mirrored room. You know, that's all AJ. You know, really. AJ was friends with Gary too. I mean, AJ knew Gary, just like he knew me. They were friends. Maybe not quite as close with Gary, but you know. I mean, he was always walking around the interesting worlds that were out there, and that's AJ to me.
And he became a resource person.
Oh yes, yeah. For everybody, anyone who wanted to do things electronically. I mean, even Victor Dory, when Victor did his thing and it broke, we sent it over to AJ to fix it. You know, that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure that's what happened there. You know, it's just, yeah, he was a total resource person, and very shy, very, very much in the background.
So not, you're not willing to, set himself up as an artist?
No.
No.
Not interested.
But nevertheless, someone that had a vision?
Oh, many visions. And a consummate, he was an artist machinist, right? I mean, he was an artist in everything he did, you know. I always go back to the still story, right? Up in the Okanagan, I made a still, and I got pictures of it, and it looks like I'm down in Ozark land. Well, so AJ, to show me how to do it, went, no, here's how you do it. And he's got little dials that automatically smell the amount of alcohol coming out of the stack and adjust themselves to keep the brew perfect. I mean, that's the kind of person Al is. Al, I jump in with a lick and a prayer. He jumps in with books and everything else, all this knowledge that he can pull together. He's quite a sort, quite an interesting fellow. Yeah.
So he was quite close to with Ken Ryan then.
Oh yeah.
Because they were simpatico in the way.
Yeah. Well, he taught Kenny. The process goes, he taught Kenny electronics. Kenny taught me electronics. And when Kenny couldn't answer my electronic questions, then I went back to AJ, and I met AJ.
I have to fix this.
They just turned it down.
I know.
Okay. We'll put it on pause. Okay.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
No, I can't pause this thing, really. It's too small, and you run the risk of losing the whole fucking thing
right.
If you hit the wrong button, so I just let it go.
Let it go.
Oh, okay. So he taught Ken everything Ken knew.
Yeah, Al was sort of the cornerstone of electronics in the West Coast. I mean, there was the other guy who worked, he was an engineer, but every time he did a project, I or Al would have to go in and fix it for him.
Who was that?
I can't remember.
That wasn't Phil Morgan.
No. Phil was good too.
Was it, was he a friend of Victor Dory's?
Yes, he did
Victor. Bud Wood or something like that?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Cybernetics engineering.
Yes. Whatever that was.
Right,
yes.
Right. I know who he was.
Yeah. No, that was just. I mean, he was. Anyways, I mean, he was good at his art, at his trade,
right.
But he wasn't an artist.
Right.
And
an
artist, you know, we trip lightly. We dance the light fantastic,
right.
where engineers are. Oh, yeah, that looks like a good plan. Call the company, make them make it. Where artists don't do that. They, you know, they. Get the parts and put them in and listen and see if it works, you know.
Well, they were sort of, Al was ahead too, wasn't he? I mean, so he had like this expanded consciousness, like from...
AJ, you mean? Yeah. Well...
I mean, he was ahead, like in the sense of an acid or...
Oh, no.
No.
Al was...
Clean.
He was... Again, secrets. I mean, I'd give him a little bud about the size of the top of that bolt there, and that would last him for a year. And if you, I mean, this is a trade secret. So if you went over and visited Al, and he wanted to turn you on, he'd have a little heater, and he'd give you a straw, and he would take, and you go, that was it. Like, wait a minute, where's my cigar? No, if you're not high on that, you're not worthy getting high, you know? Okay, Al. Okay, I believe you.
Really?
He was an engineer. I mean, that was just, he was just brilliant. He was what I would call, he's like the out to lunch bunch, you know, or the retired architects, you know, all those guys. Well, Al was just a retired engineer who just had a better vision, had a cleaner vision.
But at the time that he was working with Greg and Al and Sam and Gary and all those and yourself, then he was how old? He was like in his 20s? Must have been.
It was my age.
It was your age. So
yeah, six months older than me.
Right. That's right. You said that. Okay.
Yeah. So in the 60s, he would have been 20.
Right.
20s.
Right.
In the 70s, he was 30s. Yeah, so he was 26 years old, 28 years old. Yeah.
So you would just go to him and say, you know, how do I do this? And he'd say,
oh, well, no, I'd go to him and say, I want to do this. And he would say, okay, you do it, you know. I would say, okay, I want to make... I mean, it started off, first of all I wanted to do was to make something that went buzz, okay? And so he said, okay, well, here, I'll show you how to do that. And then I would play with it all. And then when I came in with, let's think of some of the pieces, like Wave, for example, or that, I would go to him and I'd say, you know, well, this is what I want to create. This is the sounds I want to come out of it. what do you suggest? And generally, I mean, he never made money off me, right? So generally, he wouldn't. He would tell me how to do it, you know, and then send me away. Well, no, I didn't know anything about balancing and all of this, so I would build the circuits and take it back to him, and he'd look at it, and he'd go, no, no, that should be a 333 ohm resistor there. That'll work better. And if you put a 6K on it, and this capacitor should be this big, instead, I don't know. So, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, he was a mentor. I mean, that's what I would say, more than a, I mean, he didn't teach, he just, he mentored you. He just, you know, although I always thought of him as an artist, Al never thought of himself as an artist. I mean, there are a couple of art things that he was very proud of, like his you know, swinging pencil drawings and that sort of thing. And I mean, but every piece of electronics that he built was an art form.
Right.
I mean, that's what he did. He saw things clean. He saw things beauty, you know.
I guess it was Anna Gilbert was telling me that he had built some sort of a special suit for her that she could wear when she was dancing that had either generated tones or had some sort of light component. It was electronic.
That Anna Gilbert, that was my suit, I think.
Was it? Okay. It may, yeah, that's fine. I may be wrong.
Okay.
So
no, I'm teasing. Well, that was one where we made things with aluminum tape, and we taped it to all their clothes, and when they touched themselves in different places, they would make different sounds. Yeep, doop, boop, yeep, yeep, boop, bop. You know, that kind of thing, or touched each other, and that was with Anna and the dance company.
Deco. And so, were they wired, or was it battery driven?
No, it was battery driven. they had speakers on themselves. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, and we're going way back here. And it was a performance. Now, hang on. I don't know if that ever made it into Intermedia Nights. I don't think, because in Intermedia Nights we did the fluorescent tube dance and that sort of thing, expanding consciousness, I think it was called, or no, spanning cubes or something. So I don't remember where we used it. It might have been just in a performance at Intermedia, could have been. But I remember, because I was doing the shows then with the sound tape on the floor, and we put tape on the bottom of their dancing shoes, so that it would make the contacts. And then later we got them to take their shoes on, socks off, and do barefooted dances. And so every foot would give a different sound because of the wetness, you know, and the conductivity of their feet, you know. So, yeah, that was fun days. I really liked those days. But again, it was AJ. AJ came up, you know, I was wanting to do something simple, and he said, okay, here's a design for a thing called a relaxation oscillator. You know, it had like five parts, you know. And so I went home, and it was what I put into Electronic Irwin. Was that circuit, because that's what he helped me build. And I kept finding that every time I would pick it up, you know, the wire came off, and I'd grab the wire and go yeep yeep, and I went, whoa, hey, wait a minute, I can use that. So then I started putting that to the tape. And so it was the relaxation oscillators with the tape switches that weren't really switches. They were just empty space, but the switch was your own body. Which is I built a lot of art off of that idea. You know, that was a good idea from Al. I mean, and it was one that I was down in New Era Social Club at the time, down on Powell Street, and that's when I started doing that. And it just blew me away. You know, it was those are high days. You know, things just, you open the door and you go, pow, and you go, wow, I loved it. So, yeah.
Come right out of the air.
Right out of the air. Right out of the sky blue, you know. Yeah.